At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was the voice of Nick Wright. Friendo Ted, is that what he is?
That's my boy, yes. Nick and I worked for a couple of years there down in Houston.
You like him?
I'm a big fan of Nick.
Surprisingly, even though he's a Chiefs guy and supposedly a Pats hater, I'm a fan too.
Yeah, me three. He's a big reason I got in the radio in Houston. He was pushing my boss down there to hire me.
Oh,
so yes, I'm a big fan of Nick Rice.
Now I know why you like him. It's biased.
I'll put it out there. It's pretty simple. You support me, I'm going to support you.
Love it. Love it. Well, I'm supporting you, Ted, in everything you
Thanks,
do
Bubba.
These days. That was Nick Wright talking about the signing of Stephon Diggs for the Patriots. I do think some of us saw that $26 million guaranteed and were like, oh, that's more than I thought he was going to get. Because it felt like he didn't have a lot of options. That's the other thing. Felt like a little desperation marriage was coming here.
Yeah.
But that's not a desperate move by him. I'll take $26 million guaranteed, especially if it's a one-year deal.
A lot of people thought it'd just be a one-year prove-it kind of thing.
I thought it would be like
15 with some incentives.
Yes, absolutely. Like, this is some big boy money.
Maybe Fitzy, I don't know, that he comes in, he gets looked at, and they say, you know what, this knee does look pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if you think he's not going to be there till the middle of the season, golly, then you can. Then the money is like kind of a head scratcher. But if you think he might be ready to start the season, the first game, then you know what? This is a team that has to overpay, clearly. So, again, they had plenty of money to spend. So, I don't, people are just going to look at the money and go, it does sound outrageous. But when you consider the fact that the wide receiver room is probably the worst in the NFL, and the Patriots had as much money to spend, I don't care about the money. Just get the player in here. And that's all I care about, Fitzy.
Ted, yesterday we played, same here, my man, and he's going to get to work doing some of those off-field intangible things. By the way, great line from Tom Curran when I asked him if that would be iron sharpening iron with him coming in and being a mentor in the receiver room. You mean iron sharpening talc? Excellent. That was well played. Mm-hmm. So it's an overpay. Big deal. Yeah, you had to overpay all the way through. We were all surprised that the money was that big, but at the end of the day, like, it's not ours. You had to go that far in the first place anyway. So, that really shouldn't be an issue as far as how people judge him. And I would bet yesterday on the show, Ted, we played a little game called Over Under, where we guessed on the overs and unders for a lot of different numbers on the Red Sox this upcoming season. I'd love to play an over under on when we think Steph Diggs debuts for the season.
No clue.
Well, I mean, Adam Schefter is saying week one. So barring a setback, Adam Schefter, I tell you one thing. We can debate a lot of things. He doesn't like to be wrong. He doesn't like to look bad. He does not want people to say, well, you said this. So barring an injury or a setback or a pulled hammy or something, I think they're probably targeting week one. Now, what level he's at? I brought up the example, Fitzy.
The Welker.
I watched the Welker season where he was out there, but he was not Wes Welker.
Right.
He was on the field, and he talked about it. I think he began the year with a brace, and like it took a while. And while he finished with what for normal people would be good numbers, like 80 catches,
for him, that was like 40 less than he was used to catching. He was like a 120 catch guy.
Oh, he was easily his least productive Patriots season. Yeah.
So I'm guessing Stephon Diggs is on the field, and then I'm guessing Fitzy, you and I, on the Six Rings post-game show, the first one of the year in September, will be like, yeah, he's at X percent, whether that's 80, 85, 90, and we're saying he doesn't. And then we're hoping that it's because of the knee and not because of, well, he's a 31-year-old wide receiver whose best days might be behind him.
Yeah, my guess is
32.
It's the knee, right? I mean, I think he keeps himself in great shape. So he'd be, if he started at the beginning of the season, that's 10 months from the time of his injury. Adrian Peterson, we talked about this. He tore his ACL. He was back in 7 or 8 months, which was...
Yeah, and he was running like a hoss through a brick wall
I couldn't believe it. One of the most amazing things I've ever seen. So it's not like it can't be done. It's just rare that someone gets back as fast as what you know some are predicting. But, you know, him... Right now, the receiving core is gone from probably the worst to maybe, you know, they're probably, you know, maybe the 27th, 26th best receiving core right now. And if you get the guy I wanted them to get, and that's Travis Hunter at 4, all of a sudden you got maybe a top 15, you know, top 12 wide receiver group right there if Travis Hunter is somebody they can get. And so if you're upset with this, I don't know how you can be, because to me, the guy has produced, even last year before he got hurt, still being the number two receiver. If you want to say Nico Collins is an animal, he's a beast, and still had a productive season, even in Houston with Nico Collins as the one.
So I'm glad you brought up Travis Hunter and the draft and the ramifications of this signing for the draft. We talked about it a little bit with Tommy Curran. This is opening the door, our guy Mike Giardi. So today, LSU's pro day, and Will Campbell had his arms measured. I know you are very, very focused on his arm length, and they grew to 33 inches, baby.
What's he doing, man?
Oh, well, because they definitely don't juice the guns at the home games.
He's been hanging in some closet somewhere for months and months.
Oh, my God. Somebody spotted him the half inch that everybody has been clamoring about. I saw all the replies to Field Yates' tweet saying, Will Campbell at his LSU Pro Day came in at 33 inches. I think Andrew Callahan's quote tweet was like, all over the United States, men are looking for the LSU measurement guy to give them extra length.
Oh, we all round up a little bit, but
I don't get it.
Mike Giardi retweeted something about Will Campbell's arm length, and he said, I'm paraphrasing, I'm starting to think this is the pick or something. And Mike Giardi doesn't just throw crap out there. No. Or I'm getting ready for this to be the guy at 4, may have been what he said. And, you know, I've been sort of on this all along, although I have fallen a little bit for Kelvin Banks. And I actually think if you're swinging for a more prototypical left tackle, a trade down, which sounds like it's going to be hard if you read The Athletic, but a trade down to take Kelvin Banks might be swinging for the left tackle fences.
Oh, I would love that. I don't think anybody's going to. Well, I just don't feel like anybody's going to trade unless Shador's not taken by the fourth pick. Maybe somebody wants to come up and get Shador at 4.
Or Shador just keeps falling and falling and falling. Maybe. And then it's a game of chicken with all those teams. How far do we think he'll fall? How can we take him? Because remember, if he falls, then he gets into the world of your guys, the Gentes and the Warrens and other Mason Graham, Will Johnson.
God. How great. Tyler Warren at 7 if the Pats could trade back a few spots and get a tackle later, Ted.
I'd be all that would be my might be my number one choice would be that scenario you guys just described. If they were to sign I know he's kind of washed, but he was a multi All Pro, Tyron Smith.
Yeah,
get him in the building yesterday, Ted.
I would if you signed Tyron Smith before the draft, I would feel so much better.
Morgan Moses, Tyron Smith.
Are you kidding me?
Between those two bookends, they play 14 games.
Oh, I mean, they walk off the bus. Like they're the baddest dudes on the field.
Oh, absolutely.
And then you only need your rookie to play in a rotational role. You don't put for example, if you take Tyler Warren, then take a tackle in the second round, then the expectations aren't you need to start right out of camp.
I love that idea, Dan.
You know the coaches that say extend the game? In any sport, that their theory is to extend the game. They make decisions late in games to extend the game, give ourselves a chance. If you do something like that, you extend the decision on other tackles. You don't have to come up with a tackle for week one or week two. It gives you more time to work those guys out. If you drafted one, more time for him to get up to speed and hell, I know we're all cynical. I'm as cynical as anybody. So I would very much take the under on Morgan Moses and Tyron Smith playing like a whole season.
Right.
But there's no rule that says they're going to get hurt. Maybe this is the one year where, just aberrationally it comes together and you get great job by the training staff, the strength staff, whatever, and they keep them on the field somehow, and then you delay the decision to next year and you develop guys behind the scenes.
Yeah, Ted, the other day I was opining for the Patriots to go spend that $10 million, bring in Tyron Smith, and all you're asking for is just hit the mark that you did last year. If not if, when the Patriots take anybody from the kid at Oregon, Ozzie Trapio, Will Campbell, Membu, Ursary, who I like a lot, they take one of those guys, you're now buying at least half a season of veteran mentorship plus someone going out there and playing a, you know, NFL grade or plus level tackle. Like Tyron Smith in those 10 games last year was good to very good at times. That's all you need. Just give me a half to two thirds of a season until the other guy is ready and this team evolves. Like that's the smart thing to do.
I like that idea. It just takes a little bit of pressure off you.
And I would have poo-pooed it, but after the Diggs signing, I'm not sure I'm poo-pooing anything. I'm not sure I'm going to poo-poo them going to get Tyron Smith and giving him the proper amount of money that lures him here. Or maybe he looks at Diggs and goes, huh, well, they checked off wide receiver. That young quarterback people seem to be talking about. Maybe it's not the crap hole organization and team that I think it is. And you got Fitzy thinking 9 wins. And maybe that changes. We had a texter earlier that was like, could this be the move, the Diggs signing, that kind of changes the perception? Well, Diggs went there. Diggs took the money. Do others look at that and say,
Milton Williams went there.
Yeah.
Do you guys see what the win total is for the Patriots in Vegas?
No, what do you got?
What is the updated Vegas line?
The updated Vegas line is...
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
7.5.
It's up to 7.5?
Solid line.
Talk to me.
That's a good line right there.
That's an easy pound the over for you, Fitz. You got him with 9 wins.
I'm going over.
Yeah, I told you, 9's on the table. 10 is the dream.
I think I'd take the under. I think 7-10 can be a fine season for this football team.
It could be.
You said 7.5, right?
I'm greedy, though. Yeah, 7.5.
Yeah, I think I would take the under there. I'd like to be wrong and see more wins. The one thing I did say, Ted, and you weren't around for this, infamously, last year, starting around late May, early June, after I went to a practice down at Gillette, and it was horrific. They couldn't complete passes versus air. I had never seen it. The ball was hitting the ground versus air. I said, 0-17 is in play for this team. This is the worst football team I've ever seen. 0 wins is not in play this year. I guarantee you they're winning games this year. With Mike Vrabel and Drake May and this newly reinvigorated roster, the schedule, this team is going to roll out of bed and win five games. And then if you can steal a couple. No, I said roll out of bed. Like, that is, I can't see them.
An easy five, and they'll grind it to seven.
Yes.
Andy, you saying, like, 7-10 is a fine season for them. That's the equivalent of, like, listen, did you get any girls' numbers? No, I got turned down six times at the bar, but guess what? Four of them told me I was really attractive.
Yeah. My mom would like you.
What the hell does that? That doesn't do you any good.
Yeah, but it is. It's a step in the right direction. 617-779-7937. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, our guy Scal, he's on the West Coast. He's fired up about Tatum's ankle injury. Who knows? Maybe he beat up on somebody on a court somewhere out west.
Some of the news from Tatum is pretty good right now.
Yeah, it's definitely uptick, and he was on a podcast with the Kelce brothers, which is a very entertaining listen. Maybe we'll ask Scal about that. Brian Scalabrine, NBC Sports Boston, up next. But first, Dan Ball, give me your trending.